The Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, Episode 26. Welcome back to the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast. I'm Jim Gaston, your host. In the last episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we reviewed the book, The Journey is Everything, A Journal of the 70s, by Helen Bevington. Helen taught English at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, for more than 25 years. Her book was a monthly journal of her life in the 1970s and included a trip to Hawaii to visit her son and grandkids. While in Hawaii, she experienced the relaxed lifestyle of the islands and Polynesian paralysis. She reminds us that life is a journey, not a destination. And she says, "The journey is everything, and everything is a journey." Today we're going to look at the book, The Peripatetic Diabetic, Good Health, Good Times, and Good Food for the Diabetic Who Wants to Have It All, by June Berman and Barbara Tuohy, published in 1984. The word peripatetic means to move from place to place or have an active lifestyle. The term peripatetic is also associated with the Greek philosopher Aristotle, who often held lectures or held discussions about philosophy while walking. Symptoms of diabetes were recognized more than 3,000 years ago in Egypt. More than 2,000 years ago, a Greek physician noticed the change in urine of people who had what is now known as diabetes. However, it would be centuries later, in the 1800s, that scientists would develop a reliable test to detect sugar in the urine of people with diabetes. In 1920, Dr. Frederick Banning had the idea to use insulin to treat diabetes. And after a few years of extensive research and successful testing, he and Professor John James Richard McLeod received the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1923. However, the use of insulin to treat diabetes is not a cure. Today, diabetes is treated with dietary changes, regular exercise, insulin, and other medications to control blood glucose levels, thereby reducing the risk of health complications. Almost 100 million Americans, about 1 out of 3, is pre-diabetic, and almost 80 million of these people do not know they are pre-diabetic, so unfortunately, they're not taking the simple steps needed to improve their health. About 37 million Americans, about 1 out of 10, has diabetes that can lead to heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney failure, and lower limb amputation. Unfortunately, about 20% or 1 in 5 of these people have not been tested, and they don't know that they have diabetes. June Berman and Barbara Tuohy are two remarkable women who became experts on diabetes and focused their life work on helping others recognize the importance of identifying and managing this disease and maintaining a healthy and active lifestyle. June Berman was diagnosed with diabetes in the early 1960s, and she refused to give up her life of exotic foods, beverages, foreign travel, and exercise. With the counsel and encouragement of her collaborator and friend, Barbara Tuohy, they created a successful and healthy regime described in this book, The Peripatetic Diabetic, which can serve as an inspiration and guide for every diabetic. Dr. Walter C. Alvarez, Emeritus Professor of Medicine at the Mayo Foundation, said this about their book, The Peripatetic Diabetic. He said, "Every diabetic who would still like to be a gourmet and lover of fine dishes, who loves to travel, and who would like to go on living luxuriously, must read this book." In the newly revised and expanded edition of The Peripatetic Diabetic, these two most highly regarded lay medical writers in the field of self-help and diabetes report on how the diabetic can maintain and enjoy an active, sports-minded, and food-loving lifestyle. They provide information on the recent dramatic changes in the diabetic's diet, such as incorporating more carbohydrates, and they include a new glycemic meter, which gauges how fast and high certain foods raise your blood sugar. They also include a useful traveler section, which provides important emergency phrases in foreign languages. They combine sound medical information, practical advice, and humorous storytelling. the peripatetic diabetic not only shows how to overcome the initial despair of having diabetes, it also proves that all diabetics can live a more joyful, exciting, and healthy life than ever before. The American Diabetes Association had this to say about the book. Written by skillful writers who understand diabetes and respect it, but are not relegated to a life of test tube worship. For the metabolic jet setter with a yen for gourmet fare. June Bierman and Barbara Tuohy were the directors of the Sugar-Free Center in Van Nuys, California for many years. The Sugar-Free Center was a national mail order service and learning center with educational materials and supplies for self therapy. They also published the Healthogram, a newsletter covering the latest in health and diabetic issues, and they lectured to groups of diabetics and health professionals throughout the United States. They wrote more than 15 books on diabetes and health-related topics. Let's read what June and Barbara have to say about Polynesian paralysis. On page 170 is a section titled The Sporting Life. Let me read to you what they have to say about an active sporting life and Polynesian paralysis. For us, one of the best ways to get out from under stress is to get next to a natural body of water. For that reason, we took up surf fishing and found there's nothing like standing there on the beach with water foaming around your bare feet, casting out to where the waves break, feeling the tug of the receding tide, an occasional jerk of a fish on the line, or more often, stealing the bait. You don't stand there pondering your problems or monitoring your blood sugar. You stand there with a gloriously blank mind. It's probably a similar feeling to transcendental meditation. They continue on the next page with the following. An even deeper meditation state comes from actually getting into the water, floating face down, wearing a mask, hypnotized by the slow rhythm of your breath in the snorkeling tube, and the sight of coral formations and the tropical fish so vivid and varied that you feel like you've invaded a Beverly Hills psychiatrist's office aquarium. When you really need to relax, this is it. Whether you do it in the Pacific, like Hawaii or French Polynesia, where you fall into a state they call Polynesian paralysis, or the West Indies, where it might be named Caribbean catatonia, you feel something shut down inside. It's the great adrenaline machine that back in the so-called civilization keeps pumping out the blood sugar-raising stress juice day after day after day until it seems a normal way of life. If you're an insulin user, be prepared for your requirements to drop along with your tension. That, after all, is what a vacation is for. So, June and Barbara seem to agree that being in nature, especially near the ocean, and relaxing while floating in the water or standing in the surf with the waves crashing around your feet can help you experience Polynesian paralysis, which is similar to meditation and can cause you to relax and enjoy life. Although this book was written for people with diabetes, much of the advice is appropriate for anyone. Proper diet, adequate exercise, and taking time to relax and enjoy life is good advice for everyone. Unfortunately, eating too much of the wrong foods, having a sedentary lifestyle, and constant stress is the typical lifestyle that most Americans have these days. It's unfortunate that there's no cure for diabetes. However, treatment of this chronic condition with insulin and properly monitoring your blood sugar, along with proper diet and exercise, can help people with diabetes live a pretty active and normal life, or as June and Barbara tell us, people with diabetes can enjoy good health, good food, and good times. And, fortunately, Polynesian paralysis is not a disease, but it can help most people relax and enjoy life too. Although Polynesian paralysis usually occurs to visitors in Hawaii, it can occur anywhere, anytime, to anyone who finds the time each day to be still and appreciate nature. In the next episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we look at the book Catwalk, The Art of Modern Style by Marie Helvin, published in 1985. Marie Helvin grew up in Hawaii and describes her journey into the world of fashion and how she became one of the world's top models. Until then, please take a few minutes each day to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life. Enjoy Polynesian Paralysis, the sensible approach to mindfulness.